And we're back. How's it?
Hey, man. How's it going? So we got a special one today. We're recording it off normal schedule. And we're drinking, too. I was planning to drink tonight anyways. It was a week for sure. But I felt like just drinking, and I was like, ping C and some of the other guys and see if they wanted to drink. So probably continue our drinking session later on, but we're starting off. I'm drinking wine tonight, but what are you doing?
I just got a beer.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy.
Are you what are you drinking, like light beer? Like,
yeah, this is just a Michelob Ultra.
Oh, okay. Ultra, yeah. I like Ultra.
Yeah.
Ultra's good. Especially when you want something, but you really are trying to watch your calories.
Yeah, and you don't really need to get drunk, right? I mean, it's a social drink. I mean, you're just having a beer with the boys or whatever.
I don't know. I'm probably going to pass out later, and then I'm not going to remember anything that we talked about. I think the last time we drank, like, late at night and with the boys, and it was... And I don't know. I don't remember anything we talked about. I was just like, the next day I was like blacked out, like completely blacked out, but I'm just like, I remember going to bed and all that. But like when I woke up, I'm just like, man, what did we talk about? Oh man, that's what happens when you get older and you drink.
That's just, right, man. You can't recover as fast as you get older. You
really don't. Like, the next day I was useless.
Yeah.
I was just utterly useless.
And sometimes it's not just a day. You need like two or three days.
Yeah, like, you know, especially, oh man, there's been a couple times where I was just kind of like chilling at home, but then I was just kept drinking, cuz I was just like, just, you know, watching a show, and I was just like, you know, drink, and then next thing you know, I'm just like passed out on the couch.
Oh, shit.
But of course, I don't remember any of the episodes I watched. Like, it's auto playing, right? Episode after binge watching.
Oh man,
I don't remember any of the episodes, right?
Your algorithms are all screwed after that, too, man.
And then the next day I'm hanging, right? Like, I'm hanging, and then. So what do I have to do? I have to rewatch the episodes because I don't remember anything. So I'm just like,
damn.
What? What just happened? I don't even remember how it ended. Like, what? It was like, I've done that a couple times, and just like, man, I gotta stop watching shows,
right?
And drinking like that, because I end up just wasting time, like. So I usually, if I'm drinking, I'm just watch a movie, right? Because I know, like, okay, I'll watch a movie, like, the initial, you know, 2 hours, I'll watch a movie, I'm still good, right? And then I'll probably switch to, like, YouTube or something, right?
Mm.
Where, if I don't remember, who cares, right? It's YouTube. It's when you get older, man, it's just... You just don't recover as quickly. The next day becomes just a mess. Like, even like eating, like, you're hungry, but you're not hungry.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh. Yeah. It's such a mess. I don't know.
Well. Also, with age, you're supposed to become more wise and more calm, right? But you see that tourist on Maui?
The one with the seal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about the that one. Seal. What an idiot. Yeah. That guy was in his late 30s too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... What an asshole. Like, I mean... What, like... What purpose does that serve?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't
like, know. What do you do? Who does that shit? Right? Like, yeah, especially as you're older, right?
Yes.
Like, I've seen kids do dumb shit like that, but, like, you know, because part of it is they're a dumb kid, right? But, like,
right.
You're an adult. Like, what the hell are you doing? That wasn't, like, a small rock. That was, like, a giant rock, man.
Right.
And it was, it came, I mean, he almost hit it dead on.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty messed up. And then the fact that when somebody called him out, he was like, oh, I'm rich. I can pay the fine, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like what?
An idiot.
That's like...
But you saw what happened to him, right? After
no,
the fact.
No, I didn't see after the fact.
I think DLNR came out, right, to write him up.
Yeah.
And I think they have a video of him walking away to someplace, either back to the hotel or something.
Yeah.
And some local brothers met up with him, and they fucking gave him dirty lickings.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. I mean, really? I mean, like, people are like, no, you're just inciting violence. But it's
not
like,
too bad, man.
Hey, dude, you do dumb shit, like, you face the consequences. Like,
yep. Yep.
And who are you to be, like, doing that kind of dumb shit in an area, like... And you're a tourist, like,
yes.
What?
You're a visitor. You're gonna act dumb like that. Oh well, yeah, you're gonna get your ass kicked.
Yeah, like, what? That's all. Oh boy, I know that. I saw that video. I was just like, oh. And I was just like, holy shit, what the fuck?
Like, he's lucky it wasn't taken further. I mean. Yeah, somebody really angry could have done way worse to him.
Oh, for reals, yeah. Like, that would have...
They should have thrown the rock at him.
If he actually hit the monk seal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like...
That's game over.
Actually harmed it? I don't know,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That I think they would I think the local guys would have taken a little bit further.
Yeah.
Like maybe not take the video of them kicking his ass, but just
he's
just gonna be found someplace, right? It's gonna be like, oh, look what happens.
I mean, jeez. I mean,
but you know, people
are
dumb. At
the same time, he's probably gonna be cursed, right? Like,
You know, don't come back.
The island curse right there. Don't mess
around
with that shit, man. I don't like. So, like, you know those, right? Like, all those kind of like, stories, right? Like, urban legends and stuff like that. I don't mess with that, man. I don't. Mess
oh
with
yeah,
that.
No, not the Hawaiian ones.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I don't mess with that. Like,
Oh, we still don't. I mean, I don't know if the kids know these days about. Back in the day, we used to not eat pork when we went up the Poly. So you might have car problems.
Right. Right, you're not supposed to bring pork across the Poly, right?
Yep.
Yeah. To this day, I don't, like, yeah. I've never attempted it.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
you just don't.
Or, like, you're not supposed to take lava rocks, right? Like,
yeah, apparently the state receives a lot of lava rocks.
Yeah, because tourists take it.
Yeah, right? And then they learn.
And then weird shit happens to them.
Right.
And then they have to send it back. People are like, what did you, where did that rock come from? Right? You've got to send that back.
Yep.
There was, actually, so you, back in... fourth grade, we had our fourth grade trip to the Big Island, and so this was like chaperoned, but like the whole fourth grade goes, right? So this was exciting for fourth graders, right? Because they're like, oh, away from their parents, and or at least the ones who didn't chaperone, right?
Right.
And then you're staying in hotels, and you know you're staying with your friends and all that. So fun stuff, but it's all a learning, right? You learn,
right,
Ayana and all that. But so one of the one of the days we went to like Volcano Park, right? Mm-hmm. Walked around, got back. They specifically told everybody not to take anything, right? Like not to take anything. Do not take any of the rocks or anything they find. Don't touch anything, right? Like just walk around. Get back on the bus.
Oh no.
The bus doesn't start.
Oh shit.
The bus is completely like where just completely stalled, right? So the bus driver's like trying to figure out like what's happening. Teachers, chaperones are like, hey, you know, like talking to the bus driver. And then one of the teachers goes, did anybody take a rock from the park? And of course, nobody's saying anything, right?
Of course.
All the kids are looking around each other, right? And, you know, so they're like, we're not going to get mad. We just, if you did, bring it up to the front, right?
Yeah.
And then one of the kids actually did.
Okay. Right?
So they take it off the bus, right? They put it back, right? Everybody gets back on the bus. The bus starts. now we can leave. And to this day, like I still remember that. It's like a core memory, right? I remember that experience. That it was just like, yeah, like, yeah, I don't mess around with that shit. Like,
right. Yeah.
Like, it's just, you just don't. Like, you know, people are like, oh, I don't believe in curses. I don't believe in, you know, supernatural shit and all that. But like, okay, that's fine. Go if you want to test it out, go ahead. But like, I'm not,
right?
You know, that's
right.
That's on you. On me. Like, if shit happens, and usually it's minor things, right? Like it's just inconveniences, right?
Yeah, but still,
yeah, I'm not gonna mess something up, you know. But to this day, like, yeah, I remember that very clearly. Like, yeah, just all it took was one kid just taking the rock from the from the park, right?
Right.
And sure enough, yeah, once that was off the bus, we could go. But yeah, that was, and of course we're all talking about it, and yeah, just like holy, that was crazy. That was crazy.
That's how you don't mess around.
Yeah.
You don't mess around.
Yeah, you don't mess around with the island. Right? Like, just don't. Just,
like, yeah, but that guy probably thought he knew better, right? I mean, well, especially yeah, this guy with the Mike Steel.
I mean, he's an entitled fuck, right? Like, he's just like, thinks he, just because he's rich and he can just do whatever he wants, like,
yeah.
Those are the worst kind of people, actually.
It is. Unfortunately, he is the worst type of person.
Right? Like, this is a prime example of the type of people who are just, like, the worst part of society.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They just feel they're entitled to do whatever they want, right?
Right, right.
I mean, but I think we've come to a point at society where they can do that, and they really do think I feel that they can just get away with it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of these people, I mean, if you hear them talk, they don't have any concept of reality. Like what they say is like they're living in a different reality, and even when you prove that they're wrong, they're still, I mean, you prove them that they're wrong with their own terminologies or whatever, and they still can't accept that fact. I was watching one, it was a YouTuber, and I guess he films like food review videos, and he went to a sandwich shop or something, right?
Okay.
And apparently he sat down, he set up his camera, and he had asked the customers that are around there, hey, is it okay if I film basically a sandwich review, right? And yep. I guess the people who were there at the time said, yeah, we're fine with it. And then apparently what had happened is this couple came and sit down after the fact, and they were upset that he was recording. But what was really entitled about that was they were upset. There were other seats in the establishment, but yet they really wanted to just sit in that guy where that guy was filming, right? And then they start making comments to him like, oh, you can't do that in a public space. And he's like, well, it's a public space. That's why I'm doing it.
Right, right, right.
And then he's like, oh, your life must be empty. That's why you do that. He goes, oh, I hope you have a day job. He goes, well, this is my day job. What do you do? And he goes, I don't have a job. And the YouTuber's like, well, you don't even have a job. So what makes you so special? Then the other patrons started getting involved, telling that couple, hey,
yeah,
if you don't like it, just beat it, right?
Right.
To the point where they go, oh, you know what? You're not going to, well, I'm actually a surgeon and my wife is a attorney. And I'm like, really? And they were trying to defend themselves to no end. I mean, and it was like, why the YouTuber even pointed out, why are there double standards? Why are you allowed to talk and I'm not allowed to talk?
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah.
And there was no sense of reality, that person. I mean, and, you know, that YouTuber, he was actually pretty good because he didn't show that couple's face. He just basically just recorded them. And he actually stood up for himself, which was really good. I mean, he didn't back down.
Right, right.
But they were mocking him and everything. It was getting heated at one point. He's like, because then that couple started threatening him. Like, you don't want to mess with us because, yeah, you're going to pay later. I'm thinking, really? You're going to make that kind of threatening accusations while you're being recorded, right?
Right. You're right in a sense that the sense of reality as it's almost like just bypassed these types of people, right?
Right.
Like they live in a different world where the laws and rules
don't apply to them, but they apply to everybody else. It's like, yeah, no, that's not like how it works.
Yeah, like they work in their favor only.
Yeah.
Right? Like, by the way, that's not how laws are supposed to work, by the way.
No.
But
that's how these people think it works. It's like, no, it doesn't apply to me. It only applies to you.
Right.
Only
right.
The good things apply to me. It's like, no, no, that is not how this works.
Right, right, right. No, there is a lot of that going on. And it's being more and more noticed, I think, in the general public, which is good because people are pointing it out and, you know, making note of it. But unfortunately, at the same time, there's no real repercussions.
No.
Like that happens.
No.
And I think that's where I think people are getting frustrated because... Because they're not seeing the social justice of it, right? Like,
yes,
of it happening, and part of it is because of the way our current society works, particularly in the United States,
right?
And until a lot of different things change, I don't know if it's going to continue this path.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is, I think there is a growing concern that there's the frustration happening within the general public.
Yeah.
So at some point, it will write itself, right? Like, I think it just will.
Will it?
It will. It will have to, because I don't think it will, but I don't know if it will happen in a way that is, well, let's just say I hope it doesn't, I hope it doesn't resort into escalation. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, man. I mean, or we could go extremely one way and end up like Idiocracy, right?
It could go that way, but that would mean the whole world would have to go that way, which right now that doesn't seem to be happening. At least
I hope not.
With the rest of the world, at least.
Right.
The rest of the world, minus some, you know, certain countries, but like, they seem to be at least showing some sense of logic. So I think, I don't think we'll get to worldwide Idiocracy.
God, I hope not.
We could get to a country Idiocracy, but then also we essentially lose being a superpower at that point.
Yeah. True.
And if that happens, actually, it might break up the country in general. So
yeah.
In some ways,
oh, that might be civil war at that point.
Yeah. So it might in a sense, where part of the country becomes Idiocracy, right? And they're almost like a third world country at that point.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, because the government will be like, you know, this is all hypothetical, but the government would be split up, right? There's no funds to, they're not generating their own funds, and they're heavily reliant on the other states.
Right.
Right, funds. And so what happens is they're going to end up being a third world country because they don't have the resources to maintain at a high level.
Yeah.
And then because of that, they probably will become Idiocracy. Because they won't have education. They won't have proper technology resources to operate and learn. Because they've built it that way, right? They built their environment that way. So it's like, well, yeah, this is what happens. That would take an extreme level of we're not necessarily there yet, but it could get there. It's possible. It is a possibility outcome. unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, anything is possible.
But in this case, it's a real possibility. Like, it's not a, like a...
Well, yeah, the way people are acting these days, it is a real possibility.
Yeah, it is a real possibility. And lots of things happening. So, I mean, we'll see how this year goes, right? The closer we get to November, the closer, the more and more we'll know. Right.
Well, we got all the gerrymandering happening too, so
yeah.
It should be an interesting November.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure. For sure.
We still gotta figure out, we still got the Middle East to worry about, right? And everyone's gas prices and energy prices.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna get resolved anytime soon, but
I mean, they got to be looking at that going, man, I mean, not to get super political, but the Dems should be like, hey, look at your gas prices and everything else that's expensive because of, right? Because of what the Republicans are doing.
I honestly don't think we've reached a point where there is a group that it doesn't matter what happens, they're not going to change their minds.
Yeah.
We've reached that point already where there's a good chunk that just, they're just brainwashed. They don't.
Yes.
They don't care.
Right.
What is the facts? What's happening? They just, you know, they just believe what they want to believe at this point.
Which is scary because that's our voting demographics.
Yeah. I mean, that is, yeah, that's unfortunate. And in some ways, it's weird because, like, I want to say there's it's kind of like this is just a carryover from years and years and years, decades and decades of just things that probably are just. How did we get here? Like, things like we should, there should not be an endless seat.
Right.
Like, you can just be in that seat for years and years. So many terms, right? That just should not be an option. Like, at some point, some of these seats have to cap out. You know, there's like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just the way our.
Right. Like, no, that's why. Like,
we are, right?
It extends back then, right? Like, at some point, we should have changed that.
Right.
Like, at some point, that should have been changed. Like, we should have put caps.
We should have.
We had caps on every other position. Like, right? Like, how did we get to this point where we see guys can't even walk?
That is true. Or passing out while walking.
Exactly. How? how is that a thing?
Yeah.
We should also cap age. I don't care if somebody's being your ageism. I don't give a shit.
Right.
That should be capped. Like, why is that? There's no ways you can be critically thinking at past a certain age. I don't give a shit. Like, what? But that's why. Like, these things existed for decades, right?
Right.
Like, that could have been changed a long time ago. I mean, yeah. At the same time, I don't know what would have happened if we had those limits and those caps, right? Who knows? But I know we wouldn't have the people in we have now if we did. That's for sure. Now, would have those people been better? I don't know. But it wouldn't have been these people. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got to wonder, some of them are definitely not sound of mind.
No, exactly. Exactly. There's no reason why there shouldn't be one.
Right.
It's like, to me, it's just like, when I see shit like that, like, yeah, when I see, like, videos of political people, you know, basically they're passing out, right? They can't even move, but they still hold a seat.
Right.
What do you mean? How are they reading any of the bills? There's no ways they're reading that shit.
Right.
It's crazy to me. Even all the there. People who are younger are not reading it. So you're telling me these older guys are reading it? Come on.
Right. Their staff might be reading it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what are you good for?
Nothing at that point. You're just right? A puppet.
Like, what are you good for?
Yeah.
Your staff is doing all the work for you. What are you there for? Oh, I right. know. To fill your pockets from the lobbyists. What are we doing? What are we doing here? Right? Like, what are we doing? Yeah.
I don't Stuff know. Like I don't know what we're doing. It's hard to say.
No, it is, right? Like, I mean, and every country has their own shit, right? Like, but man.
Yeah.
We're doing some stupid shit.
Yeah. This is why we don't have anything positive to talk about.
Yeah, there's really nothing in the news that's positive.
Yeah.
I mean, luckily, like, look, they released all those UFO files just to make more distraction, right?
That's exactly. Exactly.
It's just more distraction.
That is so true.
Because what purpose did they have to release that? No reason. No reason whatsoever. Yeah.
Especially right now.
Exactly. That's the least. Nobody gives a shit about that right now. I mean, right, they give a shit because, I mean, the you know, people are posting all kind of stuff, but like at the same time, it's like that's the least of our problems right now.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's like, what does this prove? It still doesn't really prove anything.
Right.
I seen some of those videos and I'm just like, what am I looking at? I'm seeing one of them. I was just like, what is this? I was like, am I looking at a microscope? You know, organisms? Like, what am I looking at here? I was just like, what? I don't know. Another one was just like, okay, I saw the images from the moon from Apollo mission,
mm-hmm.
and they're pointing mm-hmm. out all these lights in the right. distance. I'm just like, what? What? That could be anything.
It could be. I mean, like you said, it's just a distraction at this point.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to really distract, release some alien photos. That'll really distract people.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that would be kind of cool.
That would be, right? Like, that would be like, whoa, okay, now we're talking here, right? Like, damn, we got some real aliens. Damn. Release some of those, right?
Oh, shit. They're probably like, yeah, you know, we can't release that because that would just blow everyone's minds. That would send everyone into
like,
a panic.
I would definitely be like, whoa, okay, now we're talking here. Holy crap.
Like, oh, shit, they were right. That's what those guys look like. Damn.
Yeah, I'd be like, holy shit, that's crazy. Like, release some of that, right? Like, not this just some random fucking UFO shit. Like, release some alien photos. Damn, that'll definitely get attention.
It's like in those movies, right? In those disaster movies and stuff like that, right?
Mm.
They always talk about, okay, maybe we shouldn't say anything. Like, let's say with aliens, if aliens are real and we made contact or the governments have made contact, they don't tell the general public because maybe that to them is like, oh, we don't want to cause mass panic, right? It'd be like in those end of the world movies where the meteorite or the comet,
right,
whatever, is coming, right. The asteroid is coming, but they're not going to tell the public because that would cause mass panic and potentially destruction, right?
Right, right, right.
So you don't say anything to the public and just let it happen. It's like, whoa, okay. And actually, there was an article about that because they were saying there's these plane trackers, right? They track private planes, right?
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
Zuckerberg's plane mm-hmm. or Musk's yeah. plane. Somebody wrote an article like, if those private plane trackers all of a sudden see like a bunch of private planes take off at the same time, should the general public be worried?
Probably. Or there should be, definitely be some concern, right?
Yeah.
Or why are they all leaving? But at the same time, are they all going to the same location?
Oh, yeah. We don't know, right?
Like, so, like, if they're going to, let's say, China for some reason, why? Like, what's happening over there, right? Yeah, or if they're going all to a different country, or if they're going all to, like, North Dakota, right? Like, some random part of the United States, right? Because there's a hidden bunker there. Why? Right? Yeah, for sure. Of course, by then it'll be too late too, right?
Right, right. That would be too late.
I think the movie was 2012, right? 2012 was something like that, similar, where
they built the arcs.
Right? Yeah. And it was in China or something like that.
Right. Because only the Chinese could build something that fast.
Exactly. Exactly. Which, it is true. Now, what's probably unfortunate is all those people who built it are going to die.
Right. I mean, and they kind of showed that, right, in the show.
But at the same time, I would just be like, no, you want those people because they're going to help maintain that stupid thing, right? Like, what the hell? They built it so they know how things work. What the hell? I always, in some ways, it's just like, yeah, at some point, the world kind of semi went through something, right? That was the COVID situation where it was a world impacting event.
Right.
But in some ways, it made everybody stupider.
Well, that, and now we have a new scare, right?
Oh, the hantavirus.
Yes.
Hantavirus. But so the latest is I've heard that the ones, what they have that's spreading to person is different now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's not the hantavirus. It's like
it's the Andes else. Virus, I think, right?
Yeah. So that one spreads from person to person. But I think that one's not as serious, I think.
I think they're saying that this virus is very sensitive to light, or light kills it pretty good. So, but they were also saying they were trying to figure out how certain ones are transmitted, because there was one case where the person just happened to walk by the person, didn't have any other contact, but they tested positive.
Oh, interesting. Oh, because I mean, it could be that mutated strain, right? Like,
yeah. So then what, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll get crazy like COVID, but...
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, you know, I was doing shopping on Amazon the other day, and I was like, maybe I should pick up some N95 masks while they're cheap.
Oh, again? Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know, right? I mean...
It might be, I mean...
We're not part of the.
Especially for.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hawaii people. No, I was just going to say, but especially for Hawaii people. I mean, right? Because you guys are isolated. So it's like, if it does get there, right? Like, it could.
Yeah, I mean, do we. Yeah, I don't know. If it does get here, then. Yeah.
I want to say because, too, it's so congested, especially Oahu.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially because it takes so long. It kind of can just sit in somebody's system for like a while,
weeks.
Right?
Like, yeah. They said
like weeks, right? Like 8 weeks or something.
Yeah. So then, well, like I said, it doesn't help that the U.S. has left the World Health Organization, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they have no obligation to help try to
right.
solve this.
Right.
And I think CDC just released that it's a level 3 alert right now. But, yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, I guess I'll just hole up in my house. Oh, boy.
Well, at least, yeah, I mean, can you imagine if you have to do that again?
Jeez, what a
disaster. I think some people,
disaster.
Yeah, mentally, I don't think they could take that again.
Some people can't. Yeah, I think some people genuinely can't.
And, you know, with the way our government is right now, frick, we're not going to, even if there was a cure or a vaccination, yeah. when would they even allow that or authorize that for us?
Yeah.
Just in our current state. Right?
Like, it does this have a vaccine?
Oh, I don't, you know what? I don't think so, right?
Right? It's just because it's one of those, like, rarely, spreadable diseases, right? Like, so it's like, it's not really, there's no real vaccine, right? Like, it's because it's just like,
yeah, and I don't think
way
it's
you get infected. It's not supposed to be highly spreadable, right? So they don't even have one. You just ride it out. or you die, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, well, it sounds like you die from like pneumonia or other respiratory issues, right?
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it looks like Moderna is looking to see if they can create an RNA vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And there are apparently Korean and Chinese vaccines that are inactivated. I'm not sure what that means, but they're not globally approved.
Ah, I see. They have one, but they just never distributed it.
Yeah, I think this, I mean, Honto, I guess, was long, I mean, known for decades
right,
now.
It's been a while, yeah.
And in fact, what is that actor's name? The wife caught that, and that's how they died, right? Tragically in their house.
Shoot. Oh, yeah, the Gene Hackman.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The wife contracted that, right? From potentially rodent feces or something, right?
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That was recently discovered.
Yeah.
Right.
But. Yeah, I guess it hasn't been an issue until now, right? Now that, I mean, even this Andes virus, I guess, is already known.
Right.
But because transmission was so low that I think they basically didn't care about it.
Right. I think, yeah, no, exactly. Because I think, I think for every virus or every contagion, right, like they do research and they do, you know, try to build something, right? Like
right.
But
if the risk factors are super low,
exactly.
Then
so
why
not,
waste the time, right?
Right. Like so they don't go through the full gamut of like test studies and all that.
Right.
Like, so maybe that's where like the whole inactive comes into play because it was
okay.
Like
yeah.
They have something, but they've never fully activated it, right?
So, right.
But you know, I guess we'll see, right? Like, it doesn't sound like it's well, we'll see because it takes so long. So how quickly it's spreading, right?
Right.
But with COVID, it was so fast.
Yes. Right?
Like it just was like whoa. All of a sudden, it was like, okay, now this state have it, and so many cases, right? Like, it just spread so fast.
Right.
Deaths happening all over the place, and It's like, whoa, okay. Oh, we're gonna shut this down.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll get that to that level. That was a very unique situation.
Yeah. Well, we hope. We can just hope for the best.
Yeah. But yeah, it really did, like, man, that COVID really did a number. Not just, you know, from a physical, like, health standard, but, like, for people's mental health. Like, it really did a number.
Yeah. It messed, a lot of people up mentally.
Yeah. And two, in some ways, it changed a lot of how people's perspective.
Mm.
Like, good or bad, right? Some people took it in a positive way and, right, repurposed themselves because they got laid off, right? And they had to figure out something else to do, right? So some people took it a positive way. Some people took it a negative way.
Very, very negative.
Yeah. And I think people, it part, you know what it is too, like, when people are just like, when they take it in a negative sense, you can, in some ways, I'm not trying to be judgmental or anything, but like, clearly there was something already happening in your life.
Right.
And that just made it worse. It just either amplified your situation or you were already going down a path.
Yeah.
And that just kind of fueled the fire. The people that came out on top, I mean, honestly, they were already mentally strong. And they already had a purpose in their life. Or the people who turned themselves around, right? Like, they got laid off because their job got cut, right? They were already down on their kind of their luck, right? Mm-hmm. But then somehow they turned it around, right? They found a new purpose in life and they took advantage of it, and you know, good for them, right? Like, they could have easily went down a different path, but they made it happen.
Right? They got they turned the situation around and made the best out of it.
Yeah. And good for them, right? Those are the people that just like they really, really, really had the mental fortitude to survive that.
Right.
It's tough because especially too, for some people, right, they were really isolated. Like, they had nobody, right? Like you, right. You could, I mean, you talk on the phone and stuff, but like, you physically could not talk to people.
Right.
Right. You couldn't interact with people physically, like in person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for some people, that's rough, right?
It is, yes.
That's rough. So, you know, to come out of that and end up, you know, coming out on top, good for you. You know, I applaud you because it was a tough time. And you didn't know how long it was going to last. And, you know, for some people, I can imagine though, for like the introverts, they were just like, oh, I had the time of my life. I didn't have to interact with anybody. Good. right? Like, in some ways, good, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like,
you also, you know, part of it is, in some, I as an introvert myself, I do think you need to have some level of social interaction.
Oh, definitely.
It's good for you. It is good for you. Like, you should not be dwelling in your own thoughts all the time forever. That's not healthy. That's not healthy.
No, it's not.
You should have social interaction. Now, doesn't mean you have to go out and hang out with everybody all the time. No. Don't do that. Like, if that's not your comfort zone, don't do that. Right? But make connections, right? Like, make actual human connections.
Yes.
Don't talk to AI and pretend that you're your friend. Please.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Jeez. Oh my gosh. Don't do that. Even though you can train AI to do that. but don't do that.
No. That's not a good idea.
Yeah. Watch the movie Her, right? Like, I don't know if you've seen that. Joaquin Phoenix, where basically it's like a futuristic, the futuristic movie where basically people interact with an AI. They have their own, what they think is their own personal AI, but.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of spoilerish, but yeah. But at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's a AI, right? Like, it's a mass marketed AI. But it's an interesting movie because it actually came out before AI. The version that we have now is closer to what the movie is back in the day.
Okay. Yeah.
It's an interesting concept. When it came out, right? Like, and it gets a little bit like, oh, okay. But like, in some ways, like, okay, can be disturbing, but like, but that's the reality of, and now you know with the AI advance that we have, I can see it getting into that direction. Like, for some people, they could take it that direction.
There are some people who the kind, right? I think there's people who are marrying their AIs already.
Yeah, I mean, that's how.
That's crazy.
That's how it is, right? Like, it's gotten to that point. If you haven't seen the movie Her, you should watch it. Especially with the way AI is now. It'll make things way more relevant. But
that's insane.
But yeah, like, it's human interaction is always good. Even if it's just, you know, through text messaging, right? Like, voice calls, whatever, right? Like, but human interaction is always good.
Right.
Don't isolate yourself.
No.
Yeah. For real. At the same time, don't follow down a path where you're being groomed or something.
Yeah, that too. Shit.
Like, don't do that either. Don't be the groomer and don't be groomed, right? Like, that's, you know.
But
at the same time, like, as you're, when you're young, right? Like, you don't know the difference.
Right.
You know, so.
But that's crazy that we have to worry about that kind of shit.
No, I mean, right. Like, we're old enough that that's not going to happen, right? Like.
Right.
But, like. Yeah, like, that's the thing, right? Like, that's a thing now. Well, I guess it's always been a thing, but the terminology being groomed, right? Or grooming, right?
Yeah.
Is a thing. And it's, yeah, goddamn, right? Yeah. That's the power of social media and influencers and right, content creation and blah blah blah, right? Like, that's the power of how, where the internet is at now,
right,
like how easy it is to get messages across, right, to a masser audience than what we used to know back in, you know, 90s and early 2000s, where, yeah, you, I mean, even the internet was not to the scale it is now,
right,
and we still had to socialize, you know, as a person, usually on a smaller scale, right? Podcasts were not a thing.
No.
You had blogs that you had to read. Right? Like, you had to read blogs. Man, YouTube wasn't even a big... It was still kind of growing. Oh, but, man, like...
We've right?
The
so
quality
lazy.
Of the videos were just not great.
Right. Damn, we're lazy.
Yeah. When you think about it, back in the day to now, right?
Yep.
And then with AI, it's just going to make it even... Damn, my
it's
job...
It's just going, like, to get worse.
Yeah, like, we have an initiative to use AI, and I'm just like, yeah, holy crap, this makes it so easy. Like, on top of that, if you're not leveraging that, you're going to be left behind.
Yes. Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
You're going to be left behind. And I get the sentiment behind AI, like, the, you know, how people are anti-AI. I get it. But if you're in the world of technology and you're not embracing it, you're going to get left behind, period. There's no ways around it. You're going to get left behind. So you either have to change industries if you're anti, or you're going to have to bite the bullet. Yeah, that's how quickly it's changing. It's not much you can do about it.
Again, no positivity there.
Yeah, really. No, there really is none. There is none. There
man, is none. It's just looking doom and gloom everywhere. Yeah,
that's what happens when we're drinking, man. Holy crap. Like, even more so, it gets depressing.
Oh, crap. This is so bad.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say it. Like, yeah, that's... the world, the way it is, it's like, you also just got to think about, like, yeah, what's best for you? Always just kind of put that in perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah, that is the most important thing.
Right, like, what's best for you? And not because somebody told you, right? Like, not because somebody, or you're getting advice from somebody else. Just think about what you enjoy in your life.
Right.
And how you can pursue that more. At the same time, if it's things like gambling and drinking, you know, that's not something you should pursue. Unless you're looking at content creation, then maybe, right? I mean, there's a lot of content creation around gambling now. And to be honest,
I think that's healthy.
It's not healthy, but, like, it's an option.
It is.
As long as you're being smart about it, right? But, you know, think about what makes you happy, what truly makes you happy. Gambling does not make you happy.
Yeah.
It's the thrill of gambling that makes you happy. Right. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we hit our hour again.
Jeez, that was so fast.
Really quick. Yeah,
that was so fast. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think the message is don't get addicted to something to get to the guy and make yourself happy.
Yeah, don't get addicted. Don't be influenced.
Yes.
Right?
Make your own choices.
Yeah.
Make yourself happy.
Really think about what yourself and what makes you happy.
Yes.
What you enjoy. Yeah. And then, you know, figure out how you can get there.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for this podcast.
All right. Well, yeah. Stay safe, everyone.
All right. Take it easy. Till next time. All right. Shoot.